One thing, let me just ask you all one thing before you make any stuff. What's the best gift you got before you were 10 years old? I don't know. Anybody? I just remember when I was, there were two when I came down, I was five or six down the stairs in the house, and my there was an electric train set up, and it went all around, and I was so excited. And then both my father and brother, older, said, well, we wanted to set it up. They had managed to break it before I got down there. They were so excited about it. But it was still, God, to get an electric train when you're five or six was really something. So
you mean the best Christmas present, right?
Not yeah.
The best Christmas. Mine would probably have to be a robot. It was a, it seemed enormous. I don't know. Well, I was about that same age, and it seemed enormous at the time. It was probably only a foot tall. But, you know, it ran on batteries, of course, and it had eyes that lit up and arms that worked. It went on rollers, on wheels. It would move around. I love that thing, man. I played with that for, I have no idea what happened to it, but I'm sure I wore it out.
Yeah, isn't it something awesome when the right thing happens?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I remember, I was telling you this a little earlier, Dennis, but I remember Christmas we spent in Barcelona. We were living, my parents were teaching school in Holland, and we had they had scraped together enough money for us to go on this little by Eurail passes, and we had gone to Barcelona and Tangiers over the Christmas holiday, and we were in this little hotel in Barcelona and didn't have any money, and so we'd all drawn names, and it was the first year I can remember being able to read who was on my piece of paper, and it was my sister. And I had, I don't know, maybe a dollar, I can't remember, very little money. And I bought her this Spanish doll. And I think my brother had me, and I got a small little knick-knack cannon that I remember very clearly. It was a great, great Christmas where we all got to do that.
Yeah.
So it was fun.
And I had the great scene in Virginia when I was a kid growing up. All of my friends, the other kids, had bicycles that they'd taken the fenders and chain guards off of to make them lighter, and they'd ride really fast on them, and they were all, it was on me about when I was going to get a bike, and I was begging my parents for a bike, and they kept not getting me one. And then finally one night I came down the stairs, they didn't know I was there, and I heard my dad saying, Mom, or Vi, you know, my mom's name is Vi, says, Vi, we try to get that bike for Brian, he's been begging us. And she says, George, you know we don't have the money. So I snuck back up the stairs thinking that was the end of it and never ask again. And then about a month later, I came down Christmas morning. There was a little Western Flyer cherry red bicycle from the hardware store. Man, I was in seventh heaven. So, you know, I'd given up on the hope of getting it, and there it was. So it was really sweet. It was the happiest present for me from before my 10th birthday.
Bikes are like that. I can remember when your first big bike. I have stories like that, too. Remember my first bike? It was just like...
Oh, yeah.
The thrill like that.
It's like a driver's license.
Yeah. I'm not sure, but I think my bike was a Christmas present. I think it was. It was a Phillips 3-speed. I mean, I had a bike before that. It goes back into foggy memories. But the thing about the Phillips, it was an English bike, is the only 3-speed I ever came across. It made no noise when you coasted. Absolutely quiet.
Didn't click. Really?
I could go through the neighborhood on that thing. And I took that thing all over the place. And my parents and I used to go for rides, right, in the car. And we went up. Several times we go up the Highway 9 out of Saratoga up to the top of the Santa Cruz Mountains. It's about, I don't know, 3 miles, 4 miles, whatever, uphill, okay, all the way. And there would always be somebody walking a 10-speed bicycle up that thing. You know, and I look at it and I think, well, geez, man, I got a 3-speed. You got a 10-speed. That was the top of the line in those days. You got a 10-speed and you're walking? So I made a deal with myself. I swore to myself that I was going to ride up that hill, and I was not going to walk my bike, and I had a 3-speed. And I did. I did it twice. I had a 3-speed with high-rise handlebars and no front brake, only back brake. And I stopped twice. Now, we're talking 3.5-4 miles uphill. I stopped twice. And what I did was I would stop, and I kicked the kickstand out. When I got off the bike, kickstand out, bike stays right there. The only time the bike moves is when I'm pedaling it. Then I would walk around and get my legs in shape. I mean, it was brutal. Then get back on it. And it was great, man. To get to the top of that thing, my legs felt like they were filled with helium. And there was a hot dog vendor up there, and I had a hot dog and hung out. And then I had to go downhill with only back brake.
Yeah.
With only back brake, I had to go downhill 3.5-4 miles. Down. That was scary. And did I learn to get a front brake? Hell no, I did it again.
Yep. Exactly the same. I remember going downhill like that. Yeah. My rear brake only bike and the chain went.
It did?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Just,
and you lived
it. You just crash it is what you do. You get going so fast, you're just like, I gotta
yeah.
Gotta dump it pretty quick.
Yeah. You do.
And you tumble it. You dump it,
or you're just going to die.
Yeah.
Yeah.